The National Party's newest MP, Sam Uffendale, flies into the capital today with his political future in his leader's hands. Yesterday, it was revealed he was kicked out of King's College when he was 16 for taking part in a violent assault of a third former. Now, the MP says he apologised to the victim last year and disclosed the assault to National's pre-selection committee. Deputy Leader Nicola Willis says neither she nor Christopher Luxon were told by the party about Mr. Uffendale's admission before he was selected. In fact, she only found out about it yesterday. She spoke to First Up's Nick Trubridge.
Ultimately, what's occurred here is Sam has disclosed this incident to the party at the time of his selection, a pre-selection panel, which is made up of a combination of local and national level National Party representatives, has made the judgment that him having accounted for these actions and the fact that he was 16 at the time has been apologetic and has been a very different person subsequently meant that he should not be precluded from standing for Parliament. That's a party matter. That's their judgment. And where I stand on this today is that I have advised Sam that what he should do now is be completely upfront with New Zealanders about this, because ultimately it is the people of New Zealand and the people of Tauranga who will be the judges on this.
Is this a case, though, of the left hand not knowing what the right hand's doing? You are the deputy leader, obviously. Chris Luxon is leader. This has come across your desk lunchtime when it was disclosed to the party some time ago.
Yes, obviously the party made a decision not to disclose that information to us, and that is something that they have made a judgment on, and obviously something that we will find out more about in the next few hours and days.
Would you have selected Sam Uffendale if you were on that panel?
I wasn't on that panel, so it's a hypothetical.
But I realise that, but and it is a hypothetical, but it is a question of, I guess, your judge of someone's character. So would you have selected him if you were on that panel?
Look, my judge of it is this. If I believed that Sam Uffendale was the same man he was as a 16-year-old who did this terrible thing to a young man, then no, I don't think it would be appropriate for him to be a Member of Parliament. However, it is clear that he is not that same person today, that he is deeply regretful about the incident, that he has sincerely apologised for it, that he has changed.
So do you believe this is simply a case of, well, I guess you could call it schoolyard, school dorm hazing, something that unfortunately a lot of us have probably come into contact with over our younger years, or is this something more serious in your view?
Well, I see it as a very serious incident. As I said, my thoughts are with the victim.
But not serious enough, obviously, that you think he needs to go in this case.
I'm conscious here that we are talking about very serious behaviour by a 16-year-old. And as a teenager, many of us will have made serious mistakes. And I'm conscious that in this case, Sam has been very sincere in changing himself and taking accountability for his actions. I'm a mother of a 12-year-old boy. The idea of my son being subjected to bullying of this nature is deeply upsetting. And as I said, my thoughts are with the victim. I think that there is an opportunity for all of us to think about how we can ensure that we use our positions in Parliament to say no to this sort of thing and to be leaders who condemn it. And I fully expect that Sam will join me in that condemnation.
And that's Nicola Willis speaking to First Up's Nick Trubridge.